Hello?
Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. And I'm not saying anything, I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, okay?
All right.
Okay, let me open this up real quick. Okay, am I speaking with Catherine Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, let me open this up. Okay, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open with your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right, ma'am, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you 18 and or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on, in the, 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? And would that be a definitely will vote, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
I always vote.
Okay, so
I voted
be a definite,
since I
right?
was 21 and I'm 81 now. I've always voted.
Okay. I remember, just for qualification, you say you're 81, right?
Yes.
Okay, and just to be sure that we're representing everybody, everybody, may I ask what is your race?
I'm Caucasian, white, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, and thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
The president is heading or the country is heading?
The country.
I'm not happy with it, no.
So be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Yes, yes. I'm dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale, from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If, have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one, okay? The first one would be Donald Trump.
Is who?
Donald Trump.
Oh. He's 0.
Okay, 0. All right, what about public school teachers?
I'm sorry, who?
Public school teachers.
Public school teachers? I feel sorry for them. How's that? I don't know. Yeah, I think that I would probably give them a 75.
75, okay. What about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
I will give them the same.
75? Okay.
Yeah.
Critical race theory, or CRT?
I think 0.
0? Okay. What about public schools?
Private schools? Or public?
Public.
Schools?
Public schools.
Public?
Yes.
I would give them a 75.
75. What about Black Lives Matter, or BLM?
I have 50, I suppose. I have really, it's just, I have nothing
okay.
One way or the other.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
He's doing I will give him an 85.
85. Okay, what about your local school board?
I'd probably give them a 25.
25. Okay, what about public charter schools?
I would give them a 0.
0, okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools, you know, in the U.S.? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
They're not excellent, so I guess I would say good.
Good, okay. All right, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I think all schools are doing worse.
Okay.
Public or private or anything else.
Okay, growing worse. All right.
That's because of the COVID.
And how important do you think, you know, it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important to all, you know, for all schools to prepare students regarding this topic. The first one says, truthfully understand all American history, the good and the bad.
Yes,
would you
I
say
think
that's
important.
Okay, so what number would you say from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. All right, but about provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
10.
10? Okay, what about embrace American values and be proud of, proud American citizens?
10.
Okay, yeah, become more organized and have a structure.
10.
Our responsibilities in, you know, democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
10, definitely.
All right. Okay, and help American compete and beat other, you know, countries in the future, future tech and global job market.
8.
About 8, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and would you say that your state spends just about the right amount or too much or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Okay, not enough. Okay, not enough. All right, and have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Would that be a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot, okay.
That doesn't mean I understand it, but I...
Okay. As you may have heard, okay, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. You know, some say the banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree with that? The bans are, mainly about politics. Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, strongly agree with that. All right, and how much have you heard or seen or read about attempts to remove or ban books, you know, that discuss density in public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about, you know, attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools?
Yeah, I've read a lot about it.
A lot? Okay.
And I disapprove.
Okay. All right. I think that's the next question. Okay, and please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements, okay? The first one says, public school students should learn about the history and racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, a certain amount of politics is, you know, unavoidable. And classroom discussions, teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree yeah. or disagree?
I agree.
And would that be strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay, and teachers are professionals who can be trusted with to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should be, you know, able to dedicate a school's curriculum, dictate a school curriculum. Would you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat disagree with that?
Strongly.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So we're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time. Okay, and I'm gonna read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it. Okay, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you strongly support that, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would strongly oppose.
Okay, removing books from school libraries that, you know, contain sensitive or controversial topics.
I strongly oppose that.
Strongly oppose. Okay, adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten through 12 public schools.
No, I don't agree with that.
Strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose it.
Somewhat oppose. Okay, what about teaching about American history of slavery and segregation?
I agree with that. Strongly agree with that.
Strongly agree. Increasing teachers' pay.
I definitely agree with that.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, and some U.S. Cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African, civilization and Black experience in America. And that, contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th, grade public school curriculum?
I approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
I strongly.
Strongly, okay. Okay, next, I'm going to read you some arguments that other, might make about education in America. Please rate me each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it, a very convincing argument, a 5 is somewhat convincing, and a 0 means there's not a convincing argument. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world, in the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or, unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to require to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more, just future. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing.
Okay. Those, that one says those who fear that kids are being, indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing, you know, I hope the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math, you know, equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critical with life, more difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them, you know, to think of themselves from opinions as adults? School is a perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in peacefully, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. And last year, the American Library Association reported that, you know, the attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high in 2023. This is it's likely to break the record again. Most of the books targeted, you know, included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, and or discuss them like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship, and books banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing, from 0 to 10?
Very convincing.
Okay. Okay, I mean, sometimes over the course of a survey, people, you know, opinions change, you know. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate or a school's curriculum. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. And public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it, you know, continues to affect us today.
I agree.
Would that be strongly or just strongly?
I strongly agree. Sorry, I keep forgetting to put the strong.
No problem. Okay, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
2 years of college.
So, okay, so be some college or
yeah,
vocational
some
certificate?
College. It was an interior decorating thing, so yeah, it was just 2 years of college.
Okay, now, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
I'm retired.
Retired. Okay. Okay, ma'am, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm a widow.
Okay. Okay, and now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
I would like to think of myself as an independent.
Okay, so be independent, right? Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household, in your household?
No.
Okay. Okay, and although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attends a public school, you know, in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you have a child who attends a charter school, private school, or homeschooling in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. Okay, and thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat, okay, somewhat liberal, right? Okay, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever, okay. All right, ma'am, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in the household. Is it born again, evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
It's Methodist. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, but Christian, right? So be